This is going to be a lot better. I need a good stretch of warmer weather. I'm ready for it here. And looks as if this is the turning point today. We had a little rain again last night. I started to barbecue, turned the barbecue on. I was going to do some ribs. And then it just started pouring to my end of town. And I turned the barbecue off and I threw them into the oven. And by the time they were done, it cleared up and it was sunny again. But a little unstable yesterday. Today, it looks as if our only problem will be a bit of smoke haze, but shooting up to 26 degrees. And I can't be the only one to notice, and I even hate saying this, but have you noticed? Some of the leaves are turning yellow already on a lot of the trees and falling to the ground. See, there's another falling now. Yep, sort of depressing. Countdown is sort of kind of on, about 3 weeks of summer holidays left for kids, and you teachers probably back to work in a couple of weeks from now, a little sooner too, right? But it won't be long now before the harvest cranks up either. I'm hearing some of my friends on the farm say probably another week, maybe 2 weeks, they're going to be in the fields. Considering how dry it's been in the southwest corner, they are likely to be starting first, sadly. But yeah, we're getting close to the harvest. This morning, the Fall Leisure Guide opens up for registration at 7 a.m., as usual, swimming lessons. It's the one that everyone tries to get to first before they sell out. Man, a few years from now, when we have that new aquatic center, it won't be quite so bad. But, hey, construction of that isn't set to begin till the fall, and that's a few years away. But, yes, the Leisure Guide, 7 a.m. this morning. Make sure you have your account and throw all those swimming lessons, whatever else you're looking to get into your wish list, which makes it a lot easier at checkout. And have a backup plan, too. Don't just go for one swimming lesson. Put a couple in there on your wish list. Last night in the WCBL East Division Final, the Regina Red Sox came two of the best of three against the Berries out of Saskatoon. Sox couldn't close out the top team in the West. The Berries won at Curry Field last night. 8-4 was the final, and well over 1,200 tickets have been sold. And as I mentioned, the rain kind of perhaps spoiled any walk-up that might have been thinking about going, but I hope they had a good crowd. Series now tied at 1-1. Deciding game goes tonight in Saskatoon. The winner going to the league championship final against Sylvan Lake, who just eliminated the Okotoks Dogs last night. I heard Sox team president Gary Brotzel on the Green Zone yesterday. He pointed out that the Sox had Sylvan Lake's number in two games during the regular season.
We had good success with Sylvan Lake. We had them here twice this year. We didn't play them there, but we actually beat them pretty handedly. The two games we played them here, it was like 10-2, 12-1, something like that. But that was early in the season with a different roster than we have now. So, you know, it's kind of hard to project what would happen.
So we're not going to get ahead just yet. We got to hope the Sox can beat the Berries in Saskatoon tonight and keep rolling on here. But not only would be a championship run for the Red Sox be awesome, but would help their bottom line too at the ballpark. So good luck to the Sox. Our Riders get back to practice after their bye week. Saskatchewan getting ready to play the best team in the East, Hamilton, this Saturday afternoon. 1 o'clock start. Prime time for anyone traveling out of town. No excuses. The forecast, I know it's only Tuesday, but right now it looks like it's going to be, you know, sunny in the mid-20s. Weather shouldn't be a problem. Bo Levi Mitchell bringing the league's best offense to town. Bo lost to the Lions in that close one last Thursday, ending their, what was it, six-game winning streak, I think it was. And he immediately said after the game, he wants to start a new streak this Saturday.
You know, you took a punch, get back up, and, you know, let's go face somebody bigger, right? I'm excited about it, and I'm ready for it. There's no, yeah, you have to go play this team. Yeah, this guy got injured. No, we want Sask, and we're ready for him.
And, well, over 30,000 tickets sold already. I think, what is it, 33, 34, 5 or something like that is a sellout. Can we get there? Sure hope so. Coming up with Kevin Martell. This is scary. Police are looking for a suspect after an 11-year-old girl was shot in the Eastview neighborhood at, I think it was around 2 in the morning yesterday, Monday morning. She's in hospital now with serious injuries. An update coming up. Well, I think it's been like 46 years since the original Alien movie chest burst onto the scene in 1979, and ever since, it's proven to be one of the longest-lasting franchises in Hollywood. I see here today that a series called Alien Earth is dropping on Disney Plus today, and I'm an Alien movie fan, and I can't believe it's taken this long for them to slip the aliens onto Earth.
It's like a zoo, but the animals got out.
This ship collected 5 different life forms from the darkest corners of the universe. Monsters.
Yeah, 8 episodes. 2 are dropping today, and it takes place 2 years before the original Alien movie. It's set up in the year 2120. The first 2 episodes today, then a new episode every week until all 8 have dropped. But critics so far seem to think it's pretty good, but most agree the pacing's a little slow and it doesn't really take off till about episode 4. But yeah, I'd be one down to watch Alien Earth. I'll give that a shot for sure. You know, with everything that's going on in the world, particularly between the U.S. and Canada, like for instance, U.S. President Donald Trump's focus on trade deficits may be backfiring because the U.S. is now seeing a sharp drop in Canadian visitors, effectively reversing one of the biggest travel-related trade surpluses. And then this, according to Stats Can, some latest numbers: for the first time since the pandemic restrictions eased, more Americans are visiting Canada than Canadians are headed to the U.S. And obviously the shift comes amid all these tensions caused by Trump's rhetoric about Canada, tariffs, and reports of tourists being detained at the U.S. border, which have led some Canadians to avoid travel south. In July alone, Canadian car travel to the U.S. dropped nearly 37% compared to the previous year, and air travel fell by about 26%. Even Las Vegas is feeling the impact. Air Canada WestJet flew 32% fewer passengers there this June compared to last June. The trend has been dubbed the Trump slump. And I find it interesting that Canadian country singer Dallas Smith, who has had much success stateside as he has had here in Canada, has had enough of the politics. He's not coming out really speaking against it hard, but he's making a statement here, Dallas Smith. He admits it's no coincidence that for his upcoming Canadian concert tour, he just announced yesterday, he's booked 51 dates. 51 dates, sort of a nod to how annoyed he was getting at Trump's 51st state comment.
51 cities across Canada. It was important to me come, and especially at this time, a lot of Canadian pride. I want to get out there and really go hard and go and visit all these places that I haven't been and see the country. And yeah, that's really the reason behind the tour.
Dallas Smith is from BC. He's coming to Regina, actually, next Friday night. He's the front man of the band. Originally, that's where you got to start, as front man of Default, right? And they're the Friday night closer at Shake the Lake. And he's a proud Canadian.
There is a lot going on in the U.S. that, go against sort of my upbringing and what I think is right. So why not double down and spend the time in a place that I really want to enjoy and be around my people? I'm a very, very proud Canadian. All my band and all my crew are Canadians. Most of my team, as far as record label and management and all this stuff, everybody that I work with is, mostly Canadian. So yeah, Canada is my home country. It is my home market. I really, really enjoy staying here and playing for my people.
Dallas Smith embarking on a band and unplugged tour. He's calling it a little bit of both, focusing on places he's never toured before, mostly booked in small theater venues, several 100 to 1,000 seat sort of kind of venues, and he said, just like his song, The Cheap Seats, he's going to ensure that every ticket is under $100 too on this tour.
I don't care if you do.
Well, our sky is a little hazy this morning, but it's going to be mainly sunny today as well. Don't look up, but
it's headed directly towards Earth.
Samantha Lawler, our associate professor of astronomy at Campion College, is with me and reminds us all to
look up. Way up.
Yeah, look up.
And I'll call Rusty.
Yeah, please call Rusty too, the friendly giant there. Sam says over the next few mornings, it's a good chance to see all the planets lining up.
So the really cool thing that's happening is Venus and Jupiter, two of the brightest planets in the sky, are really close together. The downside is that you have to get up at like before 4 a.m. to see it really spectacularly. So the planets are all orbiting around the sun in our solar system. You know, we're also orbiting around the sun in our solar system. When we look up into the sky, all the planets follow a straight line across the sky just because of geometry. And if you're in a really dark place, you can see the geometry of our galaxy as well, right? The Milky Way that looks like a cloud almost across the sky. That's really fun to think about. I love seeing that kind of geometry in the sky. So right now we've got the two, very brightest planets right next to each other.
That's Sam Lawler. And she suggests too, you can see it with your own eyes. Telescope is not necessary. You just got to hope it's clear enough when you get up as early as she said at 4 a.m, the next few mornings for the best view. She also suggests it's meteor shower season.
Yeah, this is the Perseids meteor shower. So it's Earth passing through all the stuff that has fallen off of a comet, right? So, you see pictures of comets. They have this big tail of evaporating gas and little bits of dust. And that doesn't disappear, right? It stays in orbit behind the comet. And if the Earth passes through the orbit of a comet, then we get lots and lots of little tiny grains of sand and dust hitting the upper atmosphere at very, very high speeds, so fast that these little particles burn up. And that is when you get a shooting star, and it's really pretty.
Samantha Lawler, associate professor of astronomy, Campion College, reminding you of the meteor showers and how the planets are aligning. Again, best viewing early in the morning, about 4 to 5 in the morning. At least the next few days, it's going to be fairly clear when you wake up, too, to assist in that. Look, one of Regina's favorite rockers has passed away. I wanted to bring this to your attention. Kickaxe releasing a statement on Facebook yesterday that co-founder of the group, Larry Gillstrom, has died. He had a long bout with cancer. He's from Regina, of course. And in fact, Larry's final show was actually back November last year, right here in Regina, where it all began. Apparently, he and the band were even working on new Kickaxe album right till the very end. So, a salute to Larry Gillstrom. Here we go! I grew up with a lot of Kickaxe in my household. My older brother, he just loved that band. So, Larry, to his family and friends here in Regina, we send our condolences. Well, Taylor Swift has done it again. She hasn't broken the internet, but I'm almost certain she will within the next 24 hours. And here's the reason why. She announced a new album. She used her boyfriend Travis's and brother Kelsey's podcast, New Heights, to do a teaser. Now, the New Heights podcast next episode is tomorrow, but they recorded some teasers of what's to come, and here's one that included the big reveal of a new Taylor Swift album. She's sitting there with the Kelsey brothers.
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12! Yeah, they blurred the album cover, and that's it. They cut off the teaser right there. We assume you'll be able to see it when they premiere the podcast tomorrow, but this will be Taylor's 12th studio album when the clip announcing the new era dropped August 12th at 12:12 a.m. Eastern in the U.S. She's like that. More surprises to come, too, as the official release date of the new album has yet to be confirmed. And remember, there's still the New Heights podcast episode with Taylor that has yet to air. It drops at 5 o'clock our time tomorrow. And in a second separate teaser, Taylor has seen sitting next to Travis, who's wearing a blue hoodie, and they appear to be waiting to begin to record the podcast.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
Yeah. Show Taylor on the podcast tomorrow, 5 o'clock our time. It will be the most listened to podcast in internet history. I am certain records will be broken. Speaking of records.
Excuse me, the record stuck. The record stuck. The record stuck.
Hey, today is vinyl record day, so feel free to drop a needle on your favorite album and celebrate with some tasty crackles, pops, and clicks. And I don't know, what's your favorite album you ever purchased? Some of you listening have no idea what the heck a piece of vinyl is, but there's enough out there, I think, by now. Most people have seen vinyl, but I was a collector, man. Well, I grew up in radio. My goodness, come on. You know I've got a lot of vinyl in my household. Not as much as I used to have. I've saved mostly just my favorites, and I've got probably about 145s, but I sold off a lot of my vinyl collection. But I still buy vinyl occasionally. Probably in a year, maybe half a dozen to a dozen tops through the year. Certainly over the last few years, my youngest daughter, really into vinyl. Thank you, Taylor Swift. How about you? Are you into collecting vinyl? What was your favorite album? You know I'm a Kiss fan, so I have to admit that Kiss Alive 2, I still remember that album on the cover, the four of them in their makeup. Gene, all sweaty, blood all over his chin from doing the God of Thunder. And then when you open up that Kiss Alive 2 album, you see, well, the riser, the drum riser, the flames. It's a moment during their concert. And I used to stare at that, listening to that album all the time. Kiss Alive 2. And honestly, Pink Floyd, The Wall, that was another good piece of vinyl. I wasn't necessarily a Pink Floyd fan, but they did a great job at marketing that. And remember that tour, they built the wall and they performed behind it. And as the concert went on, they'd break down the wall. And that was a big album in many a collection. What's your favorite album in your collection, or the album you remember buying and absolutely loving? Pulling off that plastic seal, smelling the vinyl, the liner notes, holding it in your hands. So much better than just simply clicking a button to download. Our 7-1 Saskatchewan Rough Riders are getting back to practice today. Hamilton is here on the weekend, bringing the best offense in the CFL right now. Bo Levi Mitchell taking on our Trevor Harris. Man, this is going to be a fun matchup too. Remember, it's Family Fun Day, and the Riders are promising face painting for the kids. There's going to be princesses, superheroes roaming at halftime. The Rider cheer team performance with select kids who have been chosen to go on the field and perform with them. This is really cool, too. After the game, you're going to be allowed to go on the field for that perfect shot of your family from the field level. And I understand there's going to be autographs, too, with some of the players. So it's Family Day. They're red hot. The Riders 7-1. Labor Day sold out. This one nearly sold out. It's got to be sold out by the time it rolls around on Saturday afternoon. It should be. A few thousand tickets left. They're over the 30,000 mark. So we'll continue to monitor to see how tickets are going. But still a few left. Family Fun Day. They got some good family packages available, too, if you hit up riderville.com. Still ahead. Rather frightening start to the morning. In Eastview neighborhood yesterday, the police telling us that a shooting took place around 2 in the morning in the 1000 block of Edgar Street. An 11-year-old girl was found shot, rushed to the hospital, serious injuries. More on that coming up with Kevin Martell.